This is music by Samuele, by the way, formerly known as Konja, featuring Black Sheep and Proof Nana on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's 9:15. Now, recently, just before a bit of a context, recently the Namibian reported or actually shared footage of Samuele performing, and the caption read, "Some fans..." let me just quickly get this. "Some fans of a popular Kwaito and gospel singer, Samuele Ngoji, previously known as Konja, were dissatisfied after the singer was heard insulting fans while performing at a popular lounge at Wabishbe on Saturday. Ngoji was performing the song, The Yellow Box, from a joint album with a Kwaito star." That's what the caption read. Let's just quickly hear that audio real quick. So that's the audio. We spoke about it, Shaquan and I. We spoke about it because we've been trying to get hold of Konja.
Yep.
But we were unsuccessful at the time when we spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did speak about it, this is what Shaquan said in that moment when we had the conversation about this.
Mm. And just maybe, because you know what it is, this video didn't come from the report. It was contributed, from my understanding. It was contributed by someone who was in the pub or the lounge or whatever it is.
Yeah. So first things first, we want to get that out of the way and say we got that bit wrong.
Yeah.
The video was not contributed. It was captured by Pineas Nakizeko, who is a reporter and employed with the Namibian.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Konja, aka Samuele, was supposed to be on this conversation with us. We did speak to him yesterday.
Yes,
we have
yes.
proof of the conversations that Samuele and I had. Him agreeing to this conversation.
Very true.
But now we cannot get hold of him.
Of him,
But we're going to hear from Abuti Pineas himself, the reporter. The reporter that was there on the ground that did capture this video.
Yeah.
Because I had a couple of questions, and my question at the time, Shaquan, was, unless the reporter did not post the full video.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe where he continues saying some other things, where he actually does insult.
Yeah.
But then I asked, okay, but why not go back to the post and see that the video actually has no insults? And then load the video that has insults. This is just pure speculation on my end. I'm just thinking, why would your caption be that?
If the context is not that.
It's not that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. We've got Abuti Pineas Nakizeko with us right now. Abuti Pineas.
Yes, sir.
How's the morning, sir?
Good. How are you, sir?
I know. We are good. It's Shaquan's birthday, by the way, Buta.
Oh, wow.
Birthday.
Yeah, it's her birthday.
Hi, Pineas.
Hi, how are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. No, how's the weather that side, man? You're in Valfas, right?
Yes, I'm busy.
Okay.
Now, Pineas...
And the weather is fine.
Love it. That's it. Fantastic. Mm. Pineas, let's get into the heart of the conversation here. Obviously, the post went viral. The post says that there's insult, but there is no insult in the actual video that was loaded. Make us understand what happened, Pineas. From your perspective as a reporter... That,
and it's someone who was there.
That was there. Make us understand what happened.
Okay. First of all, we need to understand how the news business works. When I went to that event, I didn't know someone was performing.
Okay.
So I only noticed the interest. I know there's a show of somewhere is performing. They know it's fine. No, let's check out the guy. We have to pay also for the interest. So that was not a problem. So the guy has been performing there, here and there. But what I'm telling you is the guy has been swearing at fans like most of the entire performance. And then when I captured the video, I didn't want to tarnish somewhere's image or something.
Yeah.
I wanted to post that video on our social media pages that now the guy is back, now is performing and just what. Until the guy started insulting. When I did the video, when I captured the video, the insults are there. And I did a caption. and I have to send it to my supervisors. And for me, so I need to do a caption and then send it. And it has to be go through the channel, just to understand. And then they have to take out some few inserts from the car video. The car video that we share, the inserts are there, just that they have to silence the inserts from that video.
So there is an extended version of the video?
No, just that video there.
Yeah, what he's saying is that in the video, Samuel, or just correct me if I'm wrong, Pineas, what you're saying is that in the video itself that was loaded on your social media, is that there are insults in that in the visuals, but they had to silence the insults, right?
Yeah, okay. I think it's against the institution policy to post some insults there.
Yeah.
Because nothing goes through editing, you understand?
Okay, so...
Yeah, for me, just to send the video and the caption, then my job is done. From this up to the subs and the supervisors.
All right. So perhaps my question becomes, because I also asked that when we originally spoke about this opinions, my question then becomes, if the video was edited to obviously for sensitive viewership and so on, why was there not perhaps a bit of a notice in the caption as well to say, listen, we have silenced the actual swear word, or you know, for fear of retribution in terms of now sensitive viewers, we were unable to play the original video as is, because you know, like the perception. So if you go through the comments and if you see people's conversation, people are saying, yeah, but like there's no insult.
Where is it?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the caption says there's insult. So perhaps maybe that what could have remedied it was maybe a change in the caption, maybe a bit of a FYI. We had to silence it.
Yeah.
Why was that not done, or is that something that couldn't be done, or just make us understand that bit?
Okay, that's not up to me anymore. You know, I told you already, once I do the caption, I send the whole video with the insert there inside. So it's up to the editors and supervisor to decide what to post.
Okay.
All right. So basically, there is insults in that video.
Yeah.
Samuel is insulting.
The guy was speaking in Oshuamboni, but the insults were in English.
And I think, you know, to a certain extent, it kind of makes, because it's not only just the Namibian involved. It's also just like Facebook, for example, the regulations that they have in terms of that. So, okay. But thank you for the clarification.
For clarifying it. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Pineas. We appreciate you. It's a pity that we couldn't get Samuel online to also give him his right of reply. But like I said, we have proof that he agreed to the conversation. And
We couldn't reach him now.
We can't reach him right now. So thank you so much, Pineas. We appreciate you, my good sir.
Okay. But we have the videos also where the inserts are. So.
The unedited versions. Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys need it, we can share it with you.
That's it. No problem. As long as the actual footage is there, I mean, whoever wants to come and come ask a question or two, we'll be privy to it.
Absolutely.
It's as easy as that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, Pineas.
Thank you so much for your time.
Bye.
Have you heard about the Fresh FM DStv Fantasy Premier League yet? You could win an amazing 20,000.